Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Developing the Leaders Around You by John C. Maxwell is a practical guide to one of the most leveraged responsibilities of leadership, growing other leaders. Instead of focusing on charisma or authority, Maxwell frames leadership as an intentional process of identifying potential, building trust, and creating environments where people can mature in competence and confidence. The book speaks to managers, pastors, team leads, coaches, entrepreneurs, and anyone who influences others in a workplace, volunteer setting, or community. Its central premise is that organizations rise when leadership capacity multiplies, not when a single leader tries to do everything well. Maxwell emphasizes that developing leaders is both a mindset and a skill set, requiring patience, structure, and consistent modeling. Readers can expect a blend of leadership principles, memorable frameworks, and actionable guidance for mentoring, delegating, and empowering others. The overall tone is encouraging and pragmatic, aiming to help readers move from being effective individual contributors to becoming developers of people and builders of strong teams. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, shifting from personal achievement to leadership multiplication, a core theme is the mindset shift from accomplishing tasks yourself to multiplying results through others. Maxwell argues that leadership becomes most valuable when it creates more leaders, because a team of capable leaders expands reach, resilience, and innovation. This topic explores the difference between being a leader who performs and a leader who develops. It highlights the practical consequences of each approach. The achiever leader may deliver fast results but becomes a bottleneck, while the developer leader invests time upfront to create sustained capacity. The book pushes readers to see leadership development as a strategic responsibility rather than a nice extra. That includes understanding the long-term cost of doing everything alone, recognizing where others can grow, and accepting that development may temporarily slow execution while training occurs. The multiplication mindset also requires humility, because a developing leader must celebrate others' successes and sometimes be surpassed by them. Readers are encouraged to prioritize activities that scale, coaching conversations, structured delegation, and opportunities that stretch emerging leaders. Over time, this approach produces a deeper bench of talent and a culture where initiative and ownership are normal rather than rare. Secondly, identifying potential and choosing the right people to develop, Maxwell emphasizes that development starts with selection. Not everyone wants to lead, and not everyone is ready for the same level of responsibility. This topic focuses on how to spot leadership potential beyond current performance. Potential can show up as teachability, initiative, influence among peers, problem-solving instincts, and a willingness to take responsibility without needing a title. The book also points to the importance of character and trustworthiness, since leadership amplifies both strengths and flaws. Developing the wrong people can damage morale and create future leadership gaps. Another dimension is alignment. The best development investments happen when a person's values, motivation, and commitment fit the mission of the team or organization. Readers are guided to think in terms of readiness and trajectory rather than perfection. Someone may need foundational growth in communication, discipline, or teamwork before being given major authority. The book encourages leaders to look for evidence of follow-through, relational maturity, and a capacity to learn from feedback. Selecting people to develop is also an ongoing process, supported by observation in real work situations, not just interviews or assumptions. Thirdly, creating a development plan through mentoring, modeling, and coaching. The book treats leadership development as intentional rather than accidental. This topic explains how a leader can create a simple but effective development pathway using mentoring and coaching rhythms. Mentoring involves personal investment, perspective, and encouragement, helping emerging leaders interpret challenges and build confidence. Modeling means showing what good leadership looks like in everyday behaviors, how decisions are made, how people are treated, and how pressure is handled. Coaching adds structure, turning vague potential into measurable growth by setting expectations, giving feedback, and practicing skills in real time. Maxwell promotes the idea that people learn leadership best through proximity and experience, not only through theory. Development plans should include increasing responsibility, specific skill goals, and regular check-ins. The leader must also tailor development to the individual, since one person may need help with strategic thinking, while another needs relational influence or organizational discipline. This section underscores the importance of consistency. Occasional advice is not the same as sustained development. When leaders commit to ongoing coaching conversations and transparent modeling, they reduce confusion and accelerate maturity, creating a pipeline where emerging leaders understand both the standards and the support available to meet them. Fourthly, empowering others with delegation and real responsibility. A major practical lever in developing leaders is delegation that truly transfers authority, not just tasks. This topic explores delegation as a training ground where people learn judgment, accountability, and decision-making. Maxwell highlights that effective delegation requires clarity about outcomes, boundaries, and resources, while leaving room for the emerging leader to own the process. When leaders keep control of every decision, others cannot develop confidence or competence. On the other hand, dumping work without guidance sets people up to fail. The book encourages a balanced approach: assign meaningful responsibilities that stretch ability, provide coaching support, and allow mistakes to become learning opportunities. Empowerment also involves recognizing that development has a risk element, because growing leaders may not produce perfect results at first. Leaders must decide which decisions can be delegated safely and how to create feedback loops. As responsibility increases, so should evaluation and encouragement. This topic also touches on building trust. Delegation communicates belief in a person, which often increases motivation and engagement. Over time, empowered leaders begin to develop others, reinforcing a multiplying culture rather than a dependency culture. Lastly, building a culture where leadership growth is expected and sustained. Beyond individual mentoring relationships, Maxwell emphasizes the importance of an environment that continuously produces leaders. This topic focuses on culture, the shared expectations and habits that determine whether leadership development becomes normal. A growth culture values learning, feedback, and initiative. It makes room for emerging leaders to contribute ideas, lead projects, and experiment within clear values. The book suggests that leaders set the tone by how they respond to mistakes, how they reward effort and improvement, and how they allocate time for development. Systems matter, regular training moments, leadership meetings, and structured opportunities to lead can institutionalize growth. Another cultural factor is recognition. When people see leadership behaviors celebrated, they are more likely to practice them. The book also implies that developing leaders protects organizational continuity, reducing vulnerability when key people leave. Sustained development requires clear standards, shared language about leadership, and a commitment to long-term investment even when short-term pressure is high. A healthy culture produces leaders at multiple levels so that leadership is not limited to a few positions, but becomes a widespread capability that strengthens teams, families, and communities. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for managers, team leaders, entrepreneurs, ministry leaders, volunteer coordinators, coaches, and experienced professionals who want their influence to outlast their personal, effort. It is also valuable for emerging leaders who sense that their next step is learning how to develop others, not just improving their own performance. The primary benefit is that it helps readers adopt a multiplication approach to leadership, selecting people with potential, investing in them with intentional mentoring and coaching, and empowering them through meaningful responsibility. When applied consistently, these practices can improve a reader's work life by reducing bottlenecks, increasing trust across the team, and creating dependable partners who share the load. It can also strengthen personal life, because development habits like listening, encouragement, and patient guidance translate well to family and community relationships. Compared to similar leadership books that focus mainly on personal effectiveness or inspirational theory, this one concentrates on the practical mechanics of growing leaders around you. That focus makes it worth buying for readers who want a repeatable approach to building a leadership bench and creating a culture where others reach their full potential. If you would like to support John C. Maxwell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.